Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where momentarily we will be joined by Adam Schefter, as we are each and every Wednesday at 3:45. And a reminder, 45 minutes from now, another chance to win another football autographed by a former Patriots quarterback or even a current Patriots quarterback.
Oh, man.
I got a question.
I could get a Hoyer or I could get a Josh Dobbs.
I got a question for you. You need to finish that. Sorry.
No, that's good. Right. 45 minutes. QB
so,
under the tree.
And Adam's not here yet, right? So, real quick, why aren't the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots playing in primetime in 2 weeks?
Because there's too many good games.
Two reasons. Number one, you can only move one.
I haven't looked at the game.
You can only usually move one time slot. So that would mean the Bills and the Patriots at 1 o'clock would get moved to 425. The 425 slate that day is outrageously good.
We did this on the post-game show or whatever.
We did it 12:30 at night.
Fitzy's like, it's got to be moved. And I was like, yeah, it probably should. And then we read the schedule. Yeah. We're like, oh, that's a good game.
Yep.
Oh, it's a great slate of football that day.
That makes sense.
It is.
Obvious game you'd flex.
And it's in a weird way.
Yeah, it's for the AFC East.
It might get a little more attention in the one slot because the four slot is so loaded. There's like a bunch of games at that time. Is so there? It might be the best early part of that day game.
And how about this? Ready?
I didn't know that you could only be moved up one time slot. That was interesting.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to be moved multiple. Like, you can't just go from 1 o'clock to Monday night.
Gotcha.
So there you go.
All right, joining us on the guest line, as he does at this time every Wednesday, is Adam Schefter from ESPN, who is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Adam Schefter, how are we doing this week?
Hello there, gentlemen. Bye week for you, so it's a nice bye week with the team on a 10-game win streak, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good times in Patriot Nation in New England again. We are enjoying it, and I think the NFL is probably enjoying the ratings. I believe you predicted this when we talked to you last time, that Cowboys-Chiefs game would be a record setter. It blew away the numbers.
Yeah. Wow.
Is the NFL maybe even a little surprised by those numbers? What was the reaction within the league to those numbers for that game?
I mean, I don't think anybody was expecting 57.2 million followers. I think the highest rated regular season game had been 42.2.
Wow.
So, like, damn. It shattered. Like, 42.2, like 15 more million. Like, I don't know. Where did all these people come from? I don't get it.
We were all just full of turkey and stuffing and in a tryptophan-induced coma watching a very entertaining football game. And Adam, I'd just like to get a quick spin from you on this one as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're up here in Patriot Nation. We all believe Drake May is doing an incredible job and likely should be the MVP front runner right now. I know a lot of the gambling websites have him as such. Do you believe that Dak Prescott, though, is playing his way into MVP candidacy? Because I said as much and got a lot of local pushback.
Well, here's what I would say to that. I would say that Dak Prescott is playing his way in as long as the Cowboys can win the division. Now, hear me out. They play the Lions on Thursday night. If they win tomorrow night in Detroit, they are one game back of the Eagles, and they play the Eagles again. Do they play the Eagles again? No, wait, hold on. I don't think they actually. No, they don't. They don't. They don't. Nope. But let me read you the schedule, because it's very interesting. If they win tomorrow night at Detroit, Dallas then closes the season home for Minnesota, home for the Chargers, at Washington, at the Giants.
Run the table.
I think they could run the table.
Yeah.
And so if they're running the table and they're winning the division, I got to tell you something, Dak Prescott's going to be square in the MVP conversation.
Yeah.
Hard to beat an MVP if you're not winning the division and making the playoffs. So to me, not only are they trying to win the division and make the playoffs, but they're trying to vault Dak Prescott into the MVP conversation to potentially win that award, which I think he can do if they manage to overtake the Eagles.
Yeah, no doubt. That'll be fascinating to watch. He's playing his tail off this year. It's fun to see. But, Adam, I just want to ask you, we're talking Hall of Fame candidacies, and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are both up for the Hall of Fame inductions this year. Yeah. And I'm just curious, we're talking about owners in particular, and I'm curious what you think about owners going into the Hall of Fame. Do you think owners should go into the Hall of Fame? And if so, why?
Well, in the few years that I was a voter, I was always taught that whether somebody belongs in the Hall of Fame should be connected to this question. Can you write the history of the game without them? And there are some owners who are intricately involved with the history of the game. And to me, Robert Kraft is one. He has been at the forefront of huge television deals. He has, with his family, single-handedly redefined the area in which the Patriots play. That was a wasteland over there until they moved in there and built Gillette Stadium and the accompanying shopping area and everything that goes on there, concerts and everything. He has been at the forefront of labor negotiations. He has been the owner of arguably the greatest team in NFL history. Like, how does he not belong in the Hall of Fame? How does that not happen? Like, he is integral. By the way, he traded for Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Like, yeah, yeah. You can't write the history of the game without him.
So,
therefore, Adam, he's a Hall of Famer.
Can you? I know you have knowledge of how these things go when the 50 voters vote. And these five guys, I believe only three can come from this grouping, or a maximum of three. Right. They need to get 80% of the vote. Can you handicap it for us? Do you think it's likely that Bill gets it, Robert gets it, both, neither?
Well, I felt like the fact that Robert didn't get it last year was both disappointing and surprising, and frankly unacceptable in my mind. So, look, all five are worthy. You know, Kraft, Belichick, worthy. Ken Anderson, worthy. Roger Craig, worthy. Elsie Greenwood, worthy. And I'm not going to be the one that eliminates. I don't vote. I'm glad I don't vote. But I can tell you the two names that would be at the top of my list, and they both would come from New England.
All right. How about that? Fair enough. Question for you about these current Patriots right now as well.
Yeah.
We go over power rankings all the time. I saw the various ones that had the Patriots between first in the league and seventh in the league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you, Adam Schefter, had Adam Schefter's power rankings, where would you have the New England Patriots right now at their bye, 11-2, top dogs in the AFC, if not the NFL?
Well, I do have power rankings. I do them each week on my podcast, the Adam Schefter podcast, every Tuesday. And this week when I did the power rankings, I had the Rams 1 still, the Seahawks 2, and the Patriots 3. So they were the top-rated AFC team and number 3 overall. That's where I had them this week.
Third overall, all right.
We love our power rankings here, Adam. Sorry, are you finished?
Yeah.
I want to go back to the Robert Kraft thing because you know what? Unacceptable that he didn't get in last year is, and I would agree. But can I ask you, why do you think that was? What was held against him that he didn't get inducted in the Hall of Fame last year?
You know, I'm not a voter, don't know, but I also think that when these particular individuals get to this spot in the process. I think last year, I think it's a different format this year, but I think it's like you get to that spot and you're either in or not. It's like there was one senior nominee or whatever category he's in, Robert Kraft, a contributor category, and he didn't get in. And I'm thinking to myself, how silly and ridiculous is that you would advance that far and then due to some quirky rules not advance to the final stage. Like, either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. And I think, as we've discussed, we've clearly established in our minds that he is. So let's do something really stupid and make him wait another year. Let's further clog up the ballot and make it such that it's more difficult for somebody else to get in. Let's delay this when there's no reason to delay it. Let's do stupid things like this to make things difficult for people. Let's exert power when there shouldn't be any power that's exerted there. Absurd.
Time now to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And Adam, we know we do things too soon in this day and age. We're all always ahead of ourselves. And we already have Patriots fans.
You don't have to be right. Just be first.
Yeah, exactly. So be first, Adam Schefter. Handicap it.
I'd be right.
Patriots fans.
I like to be both. I like to be right and first.
There you go.
Okay.
Patriots fans are already wondering how much it's going to cost to sign Drake May when he becomes eligible for an extension a year plus from now. Where are quarterback contracts going? What is, can you throw out a figure like what is pie in the sky Drake May shooting for?
$1 billion.
It's a great question. Great question. And I'm going to say a year from now, when he's doing that deal, that number would be somewhere around $65 million a year, roughly.
I'm going to take the over.
I was going to say maybe I'm low. Maybe it might be 70.
I think you're.
It might be 70.
Yep.
We'll go between 65 and 70. How about that?
Wow.
But how do you put a rest of a team around them if you're going to pay the quarterback?
They'll figure it out. Have you seen the cap and the TV contracts and where they're going?
Thanksgiving game's going to boost the revenue.
They'll be fine.
Billions.
Adam, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Guys, have a great week. Thanks so much. Enjoy the bye week.
You too. Thanks, Adam. Adam Schefter, ESPN, $65 to $70 million. I think he's low. What happened?
I didn't ask my question right.
What happened?
Well, I wanted him to know. He goes, well, I don't have a vote. I don't know what they said about Robert Kraft not getting. I should have asked him when you did have a vote, did you consider off the field things impacting?
You're right. That's a much better question.
Wait, hold on.
Ted, what happened?
Ted, call Ken. Yeah. He's Adam's on from 4 to 5 on ESPN. Let's give him another sponsorship doll. Let's get him back on at 5.
Well,
I want to
ask him next year.
I want to ask him about Lane Kiffin. I'd love to get his take on that. I also want to know, but I want to know before Sunday, does he believe the Chiefs dynasty dies on Sunday night? Because
he won't give you an opinion on that.
But they were doing it all the morning on ESPN.
All right, so we have all our questions lined up for next Wednesday, 3:45. Join us then. We'll talk to Adam Schefter. That's a one-week tease. And Ted will land that question this time, and I look forward to that answer. Up next, we get back to a little bit of this Hall of Fame, Kraft, Belichick, Ted Johnson's thoughts on it all. Up next, in your phone calls here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.